Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today, I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning some changes we've seen in 2022 when it comes to where milk is produced here in the United States. The Milk Marketing Administrator's Office in Kansas City does a nice job of doing a summary every December, looking at the total milk that's shipped across all marketing areas in the U.S. Now, this doesn't include quite all of the milk produced in the U.S. In 2022, it accounted for about 91% of the total volume. There are a few areas across the United States that are not covered by the federal milk marketing orders. Recently, they published some data that broke this information down by county across the United States. So in the United States, we have about 3,142 counties. And of those counties, about 467 counties actually saw increased marketings during 2022 when looking at the December data. I know most of you are aware that we do have some expansion of our dairy herd in the western part of the state. So we had several counties in the western part of the state that saw increased marketings during 2022. However, what might surprise you is that we also had counties on the eastern side of the state that had an increase in milk marketings. So for Kansas, we are continuing to see some increase in milk production, not only in the western part of the state, but also here on the eastern side as well. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to take a look at the data and see where milk is being produced in the United States.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.